Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Israel's Defence Minister Yoav Gallant has said the country is opening a new phase in its year-long war, with the centre of gravity shifting to the north. His comments follow a second day of explosions in Lebanon, this time invoking walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah. Prime Minister Netanyahu has insisted 60,000 Israelis forced from their homes in the north must be able to return. Daniel De Simone is in Jerusalem.
Their comments today are consistent with a ratcheting up of rhetoric by Israeli leaders. It was earlier in the week that the Security Cabinet made the return of Israeli citizens displaced in the north a core war goal. Over the past year, there's been thousands of cross-border attacks. Hezbollah has been firing in rockets, sending in drones. Israel has killed a number of senior Hezbollah figures in Lebanon. And there's been a debate here about how it could end.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 20 people were killed on the second day of explosions involving communications devices. More than 400 were wounded. Some blasts happened at the funerals of victims of Tuesday's synchronised pager blasts, which killed 12 people and injured nearly 3,000. Ravina Shamdasani from the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said de-escalation is crucial.
Widespread simultaneous explosions across Lebanon and in Syria are shocking and their impact on civilians unacceptable. The fear and the terror unleashed is profound. We appeal to all states with influence in the region and beyond to take immediate measures to avert further widening of the current conflicts.
The Teamsters Union, one of the most powerful in the United States, isn't backing either of the presidential candidates in this year's election. This ends a 25-year run of backing the Democrats and is being seen as a snub to Kamala Harris. Polling indicated a majority of members favour Donald Trump. The social media platform X has become accessible again for many users in Brazil after an automatic software update bypassed a block imposed by the Supreme Court. Brazil's Association of Internet Providers said X had switched to dynamic cloud services that made blocking the app much more complicated. James Reid reports.
X, formerly Twitter, is hugely popular in Brazil, so its surprise return has been met with online delight and a cascade of memes. It was banned last month for refusing to remove right-wing accounts accused of spreading disinformation. Its billionaire owner Elon Musk accused the leading judge of acting like a dictator to suppress free speech. Brazilian regulators will no doubt try to block X again, but experts say this will be complex and could jeopardise other online services.
BBC News. Peru's president Dina Boluarte has declared a state of emergency in three regions where huge forest fires are out of control. It will allow more resources to be directed towards firefighting. The blazes across the Andes Highlands and Amazonian cropland have so far left 16 people dead. The US Justice Department says it has shut down a cyber attack network that infected 200,000 devices worldwide, including routers, cameras and storage media. The department alleged the attacks were perpetrated by the Chinese-backed Integrity Technology Group in Beijing. It said the group conducted malicious cyber activity and fought back when the FBI tried to mediate. New research says one of the world's biggest killers, strokes, are being driven increasingly by air pollution, high temperatures, obesity and high blood pressure. The latest figures estimate there are more than 7 million deaths from stroke annually, with many more people left with life-changing disabilities. Here's our global health correspondent, Dominic Hughes.
A new study in the journal The Lancet Neurology suggests that between 1991 and 2021, the annual number of people experiencing a stroke rose by 70% and the number who died by 44%. Some of this is down to more people living longer, but researchers also point to a mix of health conditions, some linked to lifestyle and environmental factors, including increased air pollution and high temperatures. The report's authors also say there is some hope the burden of stroke can be reduced in the years to come, as so many of the risk factors are modifiable, either through our own behaviour or global action on improving the environment.
The Canadian Medical Association has apologised for decades of systemic racism, neglect and abuse of the country's Indigenous people. The president of the CMA expressed deep sorrow for the harms to Inuit and Métis people. BBC News.